have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show, and that makes you a winner. This State of Origin, Carlton Dry are letting the game decide. If your team comes through with the goods, you'll get the goods. Will you win a Holden Colorado? T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Sure is, and we've got a monster of a show lined up for you today. Let's start at the top. Strippers at a local footy club. What's wrong with it?
Well, I would think 2018, maybe not, especially for underage kids.
Oh, underage, is it?
Yes.
Oh, well.
But who were told not to say anything about it?
Hey, it still strikes me as PC madness.
Well, it could
but we'll
be.
Get to the bottom of that.
Am I hearing correctly? Does Lewis Hamilton want a singing career?
He's thinking of giving up
Formula
One. For singing, it makes me wonder about all the other sportsmen who've tried to sing. We'll put that one up on blocks.
Mickey, your film career is taking off.
I could be doing a scene later on today. Nude.
With a suit. What? No, you don't have
nude.
To do it. No, don't worry about
thanks.
It.
Yeah, I know, but I want to.
No, well, don't.
Because the camera adds 10 pounds, apparently. And that would be good for me right now.
I don't know about that. Hey, I'm really excited.
Yeah, well, I know. Jeez, here we go.
You've got to look at you.
Quite nervous, aren't you?
You do you love, think it's nerves?
You love Catherine Tate.
I love Catherine Tate.
Yep.
And Catherine Tate is coming in to speak with us, and I can't wait because she's seriously funny. I've loved the Catherine Tate show for
she's
years.
Top shelf.
I think I know every sketch.
We'll play you some bits.
We'll play you some.
It's great.
And we'll
stuff.
Chat to her. Can't wait.
And she's coming out. She's going to be on tour, so I'll be going. Mick Coyne, 12 to go. Get involved.
That's not many.
Rare as hen's teeth
now
right
now. Now I feel
sad. Well,
yeah. I feel emotional about it now. It's
coming
finally
to an
hit
end.
Me.
Well, we're nearly there. It'll happen this week sometime. The FBI agent, Jane, who shot himself while dancing. We're going to ask you about your, dance floor. Not fatalities.
No.
But
and
injuries.
Then that person didn't die. But
and I've got a couple of
have
observations.
Have you? Dance floor injuries. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds huge.
We'll
We've
take
got
your
lots
calls.
More.
We'll take your tweets. We'll do a lot more. Good to be here.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
But you worked last night.
I did.
You did a charity gig.
I did. Can I mention
that's
it
very nice of
quickly.
You to do that.
Yes. So, with my good mate Sam Pang, we went and it's a charity called Second Bite.
Yep.
And Matt Preston hosts this
yes.
and he does a bloody good job.
He sure does.
And we get asked to do quite a few charities, but I love this one. This is it's such good work. Do you know, they basically make a million meals a year for people who are homeless or can't afford.
And how do they do it?
They do it by recycling, not recycling food, but catching food that's yeah. otherwise going to be thrown out or not used.
Yep.
And it's a great way of gathering a second bite at the resources.
Yep.
And the raw material to feed people when otherwise was thrown out. I remember my first job, Jane, it was a packing night crew at Safeway.
Yes.
And I was still at school at the time, so I was doing school by day, packing shelves at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first time I ever saw the amount of food and produce that was tipped into a dump master out the back.
Oh.
And I went up to them and said, sorry, guys, what's going on?
Yeah.
That's perfectly good food. And they said, yeah, but it's either it's about to come out of cycle, it's being replaced.
Or the packaging's damaged or something like that.
But people will eat that. They go, no, mate. It's
disgraceful.
It was like an accounting thing at the time, which meant, you know, we have to show that food.
Yeah.
But to me, it was a dump master full of food that could have been given to people who needed it. And I think what this...
Well, this is a national charity and they're finally, you know... People get smart, don't they?
Yeah.
They get together. And everyone's generous.
Doing great work, so get on board. It was a great night.
Tell me about it.
Matt Preston was there.
Who'd you host it
with?
Well,
I said Matt Preston. Sam Pang.
Sam Pang and you.
Sam Pang. Me and Sam Pang. Got a bit out of order at some stage. Matt was there. We brought him up at a stable. It was either Matt or two blokes in a Matt Preston suit.
Oh,
I'm not sure. George Colombaris was there.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he was working security. He was head of security, so everyone was on their best behaviour.
Yeah.
1 million meals was the target, or as Matt Preston likes to call it, a degustation meal. They had a lineup of chefs, so all the chefs cook for you, and there's all the best
God.
Chefs of Melbourne, and
Sheepers.
There's and Sydney and Brisbane. They're all there.
Oh, I'm seeing some of these chefs' names
and
here.
There's
amazing.
A lineup of chefs. It was great to see a lineup involving chefs that didn't include George Colombaro.
Did you stick it up, all the boys?
These guys know it. It's a roast. That's the way we operate. We get out there.
But they've got a good sense of humour, surely.
I'm sure they'll see the funny side. We strafe the room. I participated in one of the worst interviews I've ever done with Manu.
How can you stuff that up?
What'd
you do?
I can't recall.
Manu?
He's launching some line of food.
Nick.
And I was listening. I got told off on
stage.
Were
you listening?
Mate, he absolutely ripped into me. He insulted me on stage, Manu.
Oh, no.
That's fantastic.
And
that's entertaining.
It was good fun. But the only saving grace was... This is Sam's interview with Raymond Capaldi was worse.
What? So there's a chef called Raymond Capaldi. We're very
known.
Well,
not according to Sam Payne.
What did he call him?
Rob Grimundi.
He didn't.
In his defence, it was written out for him like that.
No.
By a certain floor manager.
My interview
with Manu is the worst. You know, I've always said my worst interview ever was with Barry Williams. You remember Barry Williams, who played Greg Brady in the Brady Bunch, who for the entire interview I called Greg. Good on you, Greg. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Well, that's just embarrassing.
Manu's up there now.
Really?
Right up there.
I wish I had a front row seat.
Living
Newton
John's still pretty good, though. That'd be number two.
Have we got that up?
Sure.
Let's just reminisce. Let's just see your skills.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he has.
Oh, pardon me. I may have gone. He's very unwell.
He's very ill. He was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
So sincere.
In my defence, I was first with the news.
Is that where you were?
You got my Jared Hayne interview yet?
No, listen. Let's go. We're going
to
go to a song.
Break. We'll come back. You're incensed about this.
Well, I'm mystified more than anything that strippers are still doing the rounds of footy clubs.
All right. May it long live on.
By the way, secondbite.org, if you'd like to donate to that, you can do that. No amount is too small. Well done, Mick.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
There's a football club in Victoria called the Bayswater Football Club. They had a night a couple of months ago, maybe last month, and it was just like a regular footy night, like a pie night. They had strippers. It was an X-rated show at a club function. I thought, gosh, does that still happen, really? Now, the tricky thing here was there were some 16-year-olds there.
Right.
So...
What's the issue?
Don't you think that's a bit...
come on. It's all part of the rites of passage, boys to men.
Really?
You know how it goes.
I don't know about that. I don't know. How... It was an under-19s club function.
Yeah. And, this is PC madness. You know what this reeks off to me? Nanny State. You and your PC brigade are trying to... iron out what has been a time-honored tradition at your local footy club to get some strippers down.
Do you know what they've been told?
Over a couple of beers and a couple of pies.
The young guys were said, hey everyone, just say it was a dress-up night and keep it under your
That's awesome.
Keep it under your hats. I don't think so.
How young?
16.
All right, Jana, that's not exactly Oz Kick, is it? I mean, if it was Oz... If I was a kick, you know what? I know where the line is.
I just think as an organised thing.
I would have thought, if you have to go to your parents to ask for money to pop down the strippers' underpants, it could be too young.
Well, that's what I feel like might have happened.
I don't think so. I think there's nothing wrong with that. Really? It's a legitimate profession. That's what in the old days.
I'm not doubting the profession of stripping. I'm all hail the strippers.
It's a fundraiser. I mean, some of these clubs, Jane.
Probably good for
can't
the football club.
Can't they have karaoke?
It's good for the club to have a fundraiser to get a bit of a vibe going.
Can't they do a talent quest?
Get a bit of a vibe. Do you know in the old days, and I shudder to say this, but the suburban footy clubs used to have like porno nights.
Oh, where you go, Lord. No,
because for all the kids out there, it never used to be available on your computer. So it used to involve almost a reel-to-reel and
a projector or something on a screen.
How weird is this? And a bunch of men would go into a room together.
And watch the movie.
Yeah, that's super weird. Sorry. Super weird.
So this is a step forward.
Look, the president of the club has said that he's sorry it happened. It's wrong that it happened and we've addressed it. And I think they're going to do something. They said
the
club's changed rules now, so no player under the age of 18 can attend functions without a parent
or
guardian.
Wasn't it an under-19 function, though?
Yes, it was under a 19.
They would be adults as far as I'm concerned.
Some of them are adults, but you get 16-year-olds playing
in
footy
teams. The other ones are close enough. Okay, well, what's, you know, I remember sneaking into Porky's when I was 16. Yeah. And,
well, snap.
It's what guys do.
But it's not organised at a club as a function. Anyway, look, I'm not... I don't really have a big opinion, but I'm not saying it's terrible, but really, what happens with the girls' teams? What do they do then? Do they get manpower?
Yeah, they
up?
Do. Speaking of which, did you see that Jamie Durie, who started out as a stripper, was he manpower?
He wasn't a stripper.
He was
an exotic dancer.
Oh, well, so that's what you girls get. So if it's if it's a Bayswater club, it's a stripper, but you girls are off.
An X-rated stripping show is not like Jamie Durie oiled up with his pecs out.
All right, no need to relive it. No need to take us all back there. But I've been to one of those by accident.
The Jamie Durie ones, Manpower.
I was in Perth.
Yeah.
He was in Fremantle.
They're good shows.
And we were there and we walked in. I've never seen a more outrageous crowd than 500 women, like...
I'm guessing you have.
Juiced up. No, it was terrible.
It was terrible?
Girls are going mad.
That sounds good to me.
So it's good for the goose, not good for the gander.
It is indeed, and Jamie Durie, can I just mention
quickly, this overnight, there's some big news involving Jamie. Like he's...
His company
might
partner.
Be insolvent.
It could be a bit litigious. Be careful.
I'll be careful. Just makes me wonder what's wrong with TV gardeners in this country. Gotcha.
Thank you.
You're Don Burks, Jamie Durie. Makes me wonder what Alan Searle's been up to.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Leishbug. Alan.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Don't do it. That's all I'm going to say. Do not do it. Do not throw away one of the great careers. And
I agree.
Get shipwrecked on the rocks of stupidity, which so many sports stars have done by trying to take up singing. I'm talking about Lewis Hamilton.
Now, I'm worried because David Coulthard's brought it to your attention.
He's brought it to our attention. He's floated a theory that Lewis Hamilton may walk away from Formula One at the end of this year to take up a career in singing. He wants to sing. He hangs out with musicians. He famously went out with one of the Pussycat Dolls.
That's right.
He's made no...
He's hung up well, and Pharrell Williams, Kanye West.
They're his mates. They're his mates. In fact, he already has form in this department because I think in 2015 he may have released this. I give my diamonds a zero compared to you, baby, compared to you, baby. There's nothing nobody can show me you're itching already. I know that you want in a million, I know this already. You should be rocking with me. You should be rocking with me. Whoa.
Okay. That's very auto-tuney to me.
Yeah.
Very produced.
There'll be more technology involved in his singing than there is in his pit stops, I reckon.
Wow.
Can I put this to you in language you may understand, Lewis? Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Yes. Do what you do well. And don't make me run through a list of sportsmen who have failed to make the leap from their chosen profession. To a singing career. Let's start with the great Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, great. Ask me if I love you
and I talk all strap yourself in. Pound for pound, one of the great fighters. Than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to doubt you on what you see or do? Hang in there.
Belled it out.
And scene.
And scene. All right. There
probably
you go.
For the best.
Have we got a bit more of Manny there?
Sure. I don't want to live without you. Nothing's going to change my
love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. All right. And just so you know, he's got all the moves. Just a little bit of how deep is your love. And you come to me in a summer breeze. Wow. Now, this guy, pound for pound, was the best fighter in the world at one stage, could beat the living suitcases out of you, and then decides...
And now we're laughing at you.
Yeah.
You idiot.
What have we learned here? Don't do it.
Don't. There's been a few, though. There's quite a list. What about our own Brett Lee?
Brett Lee actually did a song in a Bollywood music, apart from his own band, I think it was Six and Out.
Six and Out with his brother.
Yeah, not a bad little outfit. Did a lot of songs, performed live. But he did a song for a proper Bollywood musical. And,
that's right.
Let's have a listen. I know I'm different, I'm not from here, I'm just another guy. With blonde hair though, it's hard to hide, I think I caught your
eye. That's a film clip I want to see.
We should do one of these.
Yes.
Okay. We could.
Brett Lee, I've said I love that guy. We love that guy.
We love Brett.
He's very good on the guitar. He pulls it out a
I've
lot.
Actually been at a dinner party and Brett Lee's pulled his guitar out.
I got kicked out of the Sultan of Brunei's hotel suite in Singapore with Brett Lee and his guitar.
No, we're applauding. Bowling. You can do it all right, Brett.
All right. What about Warwick Capper? When he joined the Sydney Swans.
That's
the Edelston era. Remember Edelston?
I quite like this.
Shane Kennedy.
I do.
And the pink helicopter, the Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
Edelston's wife, I think Leanne, was appearing
with
in
the
it
pink helicopter.
At the time.
Right.
Not a bad one.
That's great. What about Johnny McEnroe's just taken on
Jane, you've gone
Bowie.
Too far now.
No, you can't do this. You can't afford a ticket. Back from Southern City. All I need on me, man, cause you ain't got time for checking. Oh, no more Salvage City. No.
All right, I'll tell you what to do. Why don't you give us a call, 133353, if we've missed anyone. We've got a few more we can play you after the break. Don't do it, Lewis Hamilton.
No.
Okay. Guys,
you're mad.
Be
go
very
out on
careful
a high.
Before you make this
sports
change.
People singing.
Stay in your lane.
133353. We'll take your calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Full board of calls regarding sports people who have dabbled their foot into the world of singing.
This is because Lewis Hamilton, there's a rumour going around he's going to hang up his boots in Formula One to take up a singing career. We're advising against it. in case you missed it, here's Manny Pacquiao with Frozen, Let It Go.
That's hard for women to sing that song.
It's hard for women.
And you know, he's a star.
He's a star.
What's
Don't
he doing?
Do it, mate. Don't do it. Let's go to the board. Bobby, who do you want to hear, mate?
How you going, guys? Steve Kernahan actually won the grand final. Stand by your man.
Steve Kernahan.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
On so many levels, that's terrible.
Wow. It's a Carlton great for anyone who was unaware. Langers, who would you like to hear? Now, Langers, you represent probably half the calls we've taken during the break. Tell us what, who do you want to hear?
G'day, Mick. G'day, Potty Mouth.
Oh, thanks for that, mate.
Who is it, mate?
I'd like to nominate one of the smoothest vocalists ever.
Yep.
Mark Jacko Jackson.
I think he's probably still dragging that out.
Yeah.
He's going around to sportsmen's nights.
Why Marie's not? Got a classic.
Oh,
Marie?
Yeah. What's yours, Marie?
Our one and only Lionel Rose.
Ah, Lionel
of course.
Rose, of course. Now, what was
going
the,
way back?
What was
it
the
is.
Song?
It was something.
And I can't remember the name of it.
It was this one here.
Thank you. His life and finally his childhood dream. I've had the good times and the bad. But the biggest break I've had. I'm still working out the leap from being a champion boxer to all of a sudden putting out a single.
Well, I'll give you another one. What about Mike Tyson?
Oh,
have you heard of him?
Yeah.
I think he had one, didn't he, Dad? Yeah. You used to call me on the telephone.
You wanted to be alone with me. Oh,
you
no.
You call me on the telephone for you to get the big bone on.
Some hotline bling.
That's
Mike Tyson.
Wow. What about we got a Tim?
Tim, yep.
What's your song, Tim?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Overnight, we actually had Sonny Bill Williams come out of surgery and he was under anaesthetic and sang, I Swear.
Really?
It's absolutely classic. He calls himself the karaoke king.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm lost. What's I swear?
Well, I swear.
All for one.
Those boy bands.
Oh, is it really?
It's absolutely classic.
The original sounds like this.
I swear.
Yeah. By the
moon. Sonny Bill Williams.
Sonny Bill Williams. Can we get that? Where's that from?
We'll have a look.
Have a look. I'd like to play that.
Okay. Thanks, Tim, for that suggestion.
I like it. Margaret.
Yeah.
Well, hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I did have Lionel Rose, but someone else has come. But Mick, what about Jack after the grand final last year?
Ah, Jack Riewoldt from the Richmond Football Club singing at the MCG with the Killers.
What a thrill.
You must hear Jack's story. He said he realised very quickly he was out of his depth and tried to stand back as far as he could so he couldn't get hurt. But he did. Well, there you go. Fantastic stuff. All right, we might leave it there for the time being.
Yeah,
we'll come back
so.
And we might do a few more as Thanks we kick on. But I think what's the general?
Unfortunately, there's plenty. And we say stick to what you do. Stick to your day job.
It's a moral. We're just saying don't do it.
All right. Don't do it. Up next, we're going to sort of delve into what Mick's doing on the movie set.
I like talking about
this. Well, you're going to have to
do, and I'm going to really get it out of you today.
You won't understand what's going on because I'm prepared for I'm wrong, but you guys aren't doing any stage or film acting at the moment.
You need to share with us what you're up to.
Just careful what you say.
That's up next.
If you don't know what the big screen's like, it's brutal. It's unrelenting.
We just wouldn't understand.
Oh, sure.
Well, no.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
We're going through sports people who have decided to try a bit of a singing career. We're trying to encourage them to stay with their chosen profession.
For obvious reasons. Now, our last caller rang up and said Sonny Bill Williams had been caught coming out of surgery, still under
anesthetic. Yeah, he's after he had knee surgery last week. And as he's coming out, he's
You're disorientated, medicated. Obviously. You're medicated. You don't know what you're doing. Oh. We've all come a cropper.
Let's have a listen. It was recorded.
Yeah, he's taking requests.
Yeah, what song you want me to sing, guys? Well, yeah, you tell me. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Oh, nice work, Sonny.
He had a real crack at that.
Good recovery and good spot because he actually put it on his own Instagram site.
He's a ripper. Okay, Adam, you reckon there's one we missed?
Mick Jane, how's it going, guys?
Good. Who'd you like to throw in?
John Daly of the Golfer here can actually sing a bit of a tune.
John Daly? Golfer John Daly?
Golfer John Daly.
Well, he'd be a baritone, I'm guessing.
he can belt out a bit of a tune.
I think we might have that.
We do. Knocking on Heaven's Door.
There's John Daly.
My mother picked this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting down to die.
He's sort of taking more of the Bob Dylan than the Guns N' Roses angle.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. I would have said his presence was more of a Meatloaf. I would have thought he'd be doing Meatloaf songs.
Did he have the fag in his hand, in one hand, as he's doing that?
Do you know, I followed him around. I did a golf day with him once.
Yeah.
Okay, and he was in the group in front of us. And he basically has a cigarette for every shot. Every shot he takes. So you can actually follow him around the course by going, oh, look, his tee off's gone left. You can see the cigarette butt. Oh, there's a cigarette back in the bunker. Oh, he's gone short.
Does he still do that?
He does what he wants. He's there. I've actually outdriven him off the tee.
Really?
I outdrove him off the tee.
I remember that story.
It was a par 3 and I was 40 metres out the back. He was 6 metres from the pin. Hey, did you have Shane Watson there? What about Shane Watson?
Let's find Shane Watson, the great Shane. Well, yes.
There he is. He could play the guitar as well, I think. And so Sally could wait. She knows it's
too late as she's walking on by. Doing an Oasis song.
I think that's pretty good.
Not bad.
You're rating that?
Yeah, I'm rating that.
What is that highly strung good?
Oh, almost. It's getting there, a bit of Oasis.
All right. Hey, listen, we might keep moving.
All right, yeah.
We're going to talk about...
your film career? Or
maybe not.
Can
maybe,
we? Well, we should.
Now or...
Let's do it.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm just curious. Can you please tell us now? I mean, we've hung out for long enough.
Yeah.
It's killing me.
Well, everyone's trying to guess, even the listeners. So...
Brad Meehan,
says you should play Diego Maradona.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Tinky Winky. Tinky
Winky. Oh, that's a Teletubby.
Pavarotti.
Pavarotti.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's uncanny.
I see myself more as a Dennis Roussos.
Yeah, you're right.
Either or.
It's a racing thing. John Kerr. When he got drunk at the car.
Oh, yeah.
Look at John Kerr. Yeah. It's a yes. John Kerr.
I'd have to sober up a bit to play that role.
I think he will be playing Les Patterson, the life and times of Les Patterson.
Get off, Laurie.
Why would you want to destroy another actor's liver when yours was already done?
Whoa! Yay, yay, yay.
Anyone suggested Matt Preston the movie yet?
A biopic.
Richard Clapton has been suggested.
Richard Clapton.
This is Doubtfire springs to mind.
How dare you?
Oh, I reckon just spitting image, HR puff and stuff.
Wow. We've already got our witchy poo over here.
Sure.
Hey. Oh. Oh, what? Don't like it when it's the glare's
witchy
turned
poo.
Into you. Just go. Hey, no, look, don't. I want you
what
to go.
What is the movie?
Go easy on this. I don't
now?
Want to talk about it.
You're not going
to
talk about it now.
Look,
what's the movie?
You know, I'm more at home on the stage. You know, I'm more at home in the theatre.
Which
stage? Or specifically restaurant theatre. Yeah.
That's what I'm curious
no,
about.
No, look, what I'm worried about is the reviews, because even though my performances, I think, have always been great, the reviews have never been...
Well, if you're a proper actor, you don't care about reviews.
I know the reviews for Cracker Jack, some of them were quite hurtful.
Really?
I mean,
what were
one,
they?
One in News Corp, I think it said, if the camera adds 10 pounds, then in Malloy's case, it's mostly around the chin.
Oh,
I'm not joking. That was just a one.
But why do they care about your appearance?
Malloy, this is another one. I think this is from the Melbourne Age. Well, it looks like he's just called out of a dump master. Malloy and Lucy amble round the screen like a couple of middle-aged alcoholics.
But what's the mystery in that? Wasn't that method acting on both of your behalf?
No, I don't like it.
No. All right.
Wait, with the Mick Malloy show. Remember the review for the Mick Malloy show?
Oh, that wasn't good.
Call it to a radio station. It's just a bunch of fat people sitting on couches. So you can understand.
That was mean.
No, that was you.
Was not me. I'm never cruel about your career.
Anyway, look, I don't want to go into too much detail now, but I'll keep you posted. But I may
when
be
do you have to film?
I might be away later in the week.
What do you mean?
What? Hey, you know what it is? You know it's the film world. You
no,
don't
no,
understand.
No, you're doing a radio show.
This
you don't go on galanting
you
off and
you don't understand how it works.
I pretty much
Jane.
Do. Works like you have a job and you do that, and then when you've got a little bit of free time to dabble in your little arts.
I gotta get a character.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lots of calls coming through regarding your movie, by the way.
We've had lots of suggestions,
yeah.
Mick.
Oh, yeah. Good, I hope.
Sharon King suggested Daryl Summers.
Daryl? I can play that.
I don't know if Daryl will be pleased with that.
A porky Daryl?
No, I don't know that's going to work. Darren McGregor says, are you playing Clive Palmer? Yeah, that's
I
a good one.
I could play a good Clive Palmer.
You could. Pete C says, John Holmes.
Hello.
Remember him, the adult film actor.
Oh, yeah, with a really
with a
big resume.
Wang.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to get a reduction down there.
Oh, would you now?
Play that role.
Would you now? The Eagle's Nest says Marty Monster. You
know,
Monster
from the
got beaten
version.
Up by the red kangaroo.
Excuse me, you know my greatest acting role
ever was
Norm the Kangaroo in
the
Molly Meldrum.
Were you Norm the Kangaroo?
I was Norm the Kangaroo.
A very pissed off Norm the Kangaroo.
I was pissed off and I was smoking it. And I got told off by the guy who actually played Norm the Kangaroo.
Oh, no kidding.
Who rang in and said it was disrespectful.
Was disrespectful.
Oh,
Hugh Hefner. I don't think really.
Well, Lisa Merritt. I was born for that.
No, maybe Hugh Hefner just before he died.
I don't care. What a way to go.
Yes. And we've had another one for Gaddafi. The later years.
I like
years.
That. Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein. I could play them both. I could play all the world's despots.
You played Saddam Hussein as a character in Cracker Jack, didn't you? It was
indeed.
Funny.
Well done.
You're just a chameleon, aren't you?
Wow. I am. I am
a lesbian.
A man of 1,000 voices.
Well, we've got a woman of 1,000
voices
amazing. Coming up.
I'm going to ask her. What I
should don't
do
embarrass me.
Don't embarrass me. Now, you've been so nervous all day.
I have.
After the news, we're going to speak to Catherine Tait, who's amazing. Have you got what's your understanding?
Well, look, my understanding is because I used to watch the Catherine Tait show, she did three series
which
of it.
Which is huge.
And it is
in
huge.
London,
yeah, and you can
like
see,
massive.
You can get it on YouTube and watch it now. And there's a couple of characters that, you know, she's very famous for. One, I think we've got a little clip. One is the old lady character who lives with her grandson called Nan. Let's have a listen.
I see your sister today.
Did you?
She's had the baby.
I know.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And it's ugly. It's right in the child a bonnet and tie it over its f***ing face.
Haven't you always wanted to say that?
Yeah.
How many times do you sit there and bang
exactly.
it on?
Yeah. One of our other famous characters is Lauren, the belligerent schoolgirl. And here's a clip of Lauren in French class.
Laurent, s'il vous plaît, quel âge avez-vous?
I don't know, ask me in English.
Lauren, it's a French oral test.
But I ain't a French oral.
And of course, yeah, she didn't realise it, but she would have catchphrases attached with that.
Anyway, she's fantastic. We're very happy and pleased to have
her. On her way in, shall I get her a wine?
You get her a wine, your standard move to loosen up the guests. Catherine Tate after the break. We're also going to talk about the FBI agent who shot someone during a dance routine.
This is brilliant.
That's hilarious. We've got a couple of Mick coins to give away. How many left, Dave?
12.
12.
12 to go.
12. Wow, you really want to get your offers in because they're probably all going to go this week.
Right.
And, of course, we'll take your calls and your tweets. There'll be a bit more happening.
Okay.
Catherine Tate next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it is threatening to get out of friggin' control. That's how massive this second hour is today. We'll talk about the FBI agent who nearly killed someone while attempting a dance manoeuvre.
And have you had any dance floor injuries? We'd love
we'll
to take your
you.
Calls on that. Mick Coin, there's only 12 left.
Oof, we might give a couple out.
I'm
calls,
getting nervous.
Tweets, the whole lot, a whole shebang of that and much, much more. But first, our special guest.
You know you've left a mark on pop culture when the Oxford Dictionary names your catchphrase...
I'm above it.
Word of the year.
You can't write a catchphrase. People have to make the catchphrase. Right. It's only people repeating. Never in a million years did I think anything was going to take off.
In just three short seasons, the Catherine Tate Show created some of the most memorable characters on TV, including the foul-mouthed Nan.
I'll take a f***ing chill pill, you.
Since then, Catherine's been on a trip across the universe with Doctor Who, been a villainous sorceress of DuckTales, and spent some time working in the American office.
I have one simple philosophy in business. If the seat is open, the job is open. It's how I came to briefly race a Formula One car.
Bringing her beloved characters to Australia in a live stage show this November, please welcome Catherine Tate.
Oh,
What an introduction. Thank you.
Well, worthy of you, Catherine Tate.
Tip of the iceberg stuff too, by the way. There's a lot more underneath that. Oh,
there's so much more, actually. And I don't know where to begin except by saying long-time fan.
Oh, thank you, likewise.
Thank you. But I literally have seen and enjoyed and loved so many of your characters, so much so I've morphed into one of them. According to people in my house.
Which one?
The frightened lady, frightened woman, who's the character, of course, who just...
Screams everything. It's my mum.
It's your mum.
Oh,
is that where
it's my mum.
I wanted to...
Yeah. It's my mum.
Well,
it was the source of constant embarrassment to me as a kid. Because we'd be standing at a bus stop, a bus would pull up, my mum go, oh! we didn't know where that was coming. Oh, it shocked me. You know, it's just so embarrassing. You still don't
but she was waiting for the bus.
Oh,
but
we were there with the purpose of catching a bus. It's just that it surprised her when it arrived.
Well, I've now done it in my night. Apparently, I walk around, I've got my head down, and I walk around a corner, and Rob walks into me, and I go, oh!
Yeah.
He goes, who else is it going to be?
Yeah.
In fact, Mick, did I not come around the corner the other day and do it to you?
You did it to me.
This is where I love finding out the genesis.
You did it when you swore on this program.
You did.
Oh, yes.
I've got that audio.
Have you got that? Listen to her react. How frightened she gets after swearing on her own show. This is,
right? Well, I've turned into one of those
That's
ladies,
what we're talking
haven't
about.
I?
Wow.
Yeah.
What I love about the Catherine Tate shows, which you started doing, was which year was that? 2000? Oh, no, it's hard to remember.
I
remember. It was about 2004. for, in my head.
Yeah.
There's so many wonderful accents that you can do when you come from Britain. In Australia, when you're a character actress or doing something, you can sort of do Bogan, you can do Aussie, or you can do a Prude and Jude sort of, you know, Armadale accent. But you've got the joy of doing so many.
We do have a lot of very colourful regional accents, absolutely, in dialects. We do. It's great. You know, it really is. Yeah, it's a smorgasbord.
It is a smorgasbord.
Of accents.
I'm not sure how to attack this or go through it. I don't want to sort of go through every single character that you do and you're going to do in your stage show.
I am, yeah.
But, I'd like to. Can I have a bash at a few that I wanted to ask you about?
You need to get cracking, Joan.
Really?
Yeah, you really do.
I do. Well, when you've got your stage show coming out, would you like to tell us some of the characters that you'll be doing that people will know?
Yeah, I think pretty much most of the ones that were on the TV show, there's Nan, Lauren, Bernie the Irish nurse, there's Georgie, the tyrannous charity worker. This is the thing, a lot of them don't really have names. Like, one
which
of them was just called, like, Nan. I didn't even call Nan, she was just called Old Lady for quite a long time.
Can we hear
it? It was just Old Lady and Teenager.
Well, and the story of how you came to get that character, Nan.
Yeah. Well, it was the voice of it. Yes, it was. I was in an old people's home when I was at college. And they sent me and a couple of us round who weren't really pulling our weight in Chekhov. They sent a couple of us round to go and entertain the old ladies down at an old people's home. And there was one lady, who had this voice. And I always remember this voice. And she was like, it was there, you know, it was just a bike. And she'd be like, she didn't want to be sang at. I don't want this singing. Because we were singing, like, taking them from a trip down memory lane with a lot of old time songs. And you couldn't have dragged them down memory lane. And then at one point, so we were doing all the, you know, don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. And she'd be like, oh, leave off. You know, and it would be all this. And then at the end of it, you know, we'd done a good solid 10 minutes of the Andrews sisters or the Beverly sisters or wherever they were. And then she just went, because we were in their, like, recreation room, do you know what I mean? And at the end of it, she went, is she going to stand in front of that f***ing telly all day? And then
the reviews are in.
Yeah, everyone's a critic. And although I had no knowledge then that I was going to go on and do characters, I remembered the voice.
Well, that's awesome. We want you to stay around.
By the way, tickets go on sale for the Catherine Tate Show live at 11 a.m. on Friday, June 8th, livenation.com.au. More with Catherine after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Catherine Tate, she's our special guest. Tickets on sale 11 o'clock Friday, 11 a.m. at livenation.com.au. All around Australia, Catherine, from Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, Newcastle and Sydney.
And not only Catherine Tate Show, you've got to work with Doctor Who, which is a dream for so many people.
I know.
Which Doctor Who?
David Tennant, Doctor
okay.
Who. Don't ask me the number. I wasn't.
Say.
I'm going to say 10.
He was one of my favourites, I have to say, because I wasn't a big aficionado
on
Doctor
Who.
The
scarf? No, or they all got the scarf?
Oh, no, that was like back in the day.
Yeah, that was yeah. Tom Baker.
This one's got, what is it, Converse he wears?
Yes, he does.
But there's a new one now. There's been a lot more.
Oh, and there's a chick.
Yes.
Female Doctor Who.
Female Doctor
Who. Coming out as well.
It's all happening.
When I was growing up, there were shows, you know, Monty Python. There's lots of boy comedy shows and there weren't so many women. But what were shows that you were influenced by?
Where it would have been French and Saunders. Mm. And there was a show, what was it? It was called Girls on Top. Did you ever have that here?
Yes, we did.
And it was Tracy Ullman.
Yep.
And, yeah, and that really, you know, so I, you know, was able to watch, you know, women being funny and of course, Victoria Wood.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was growing up, it was Pamela Stevenson, actually, who was on Not the Nine O'Clock News, which was another show that was on. But now there's women aplenty. You've also gone on, which has been wonderful, to The Office, the US version.
Yes.
How long did you have to live in LA to do that?
I guess on and off because you get a hiatus between, I think it was over a period of like 2.5 years, something like that.
And working in LA, what was that like for you after?
It was, it's not a city that yields its secrets easily, LA.
Right.
It really isn't.
A lot of raw material there for you, I would have thought, character-wise.
I hated it when I first got there because I was so lonely. My family wasn't with me because I didn't know if the job was going to last, you know. So I wasn't going to uproot everyone. And then they go, oh, no, you are in it. And I go, oh, all right, I'll bring everyone over. But it was really tricky. I now love it, and I now spend half my time there. But it did take a long time, for sure.
Catherine, Mick is about to make a feature film. He's got a
role. I don't like talking about it, Catherine.
Very secretive about it.
It's not my thing. No, I've got a little acting role for 2 days on film, and I thought I could hit you up for some.
Yeah.
And I think my character needs a couple of embellishments.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking maybe a hair lip or.
Oh, you must have something.
So it's set in the horse racing industry. So I'm thinking maybe my character got kicked in the face by a horse or something when he was young and talked like this.
Nice.
Would that work?
I think it would. I don't know if you can still do that. Do you know what I mean?
You mean an un-PC?
Hey, yes. He's not mentally retarded.
I know.
Just got a speech impediment.
It's just a speech impediment. I know, and people do have speech impediment.
What about a caliper? What if I had a caliper?
I don't even know if you can call it that today.
If I got kicked in the leg by the horse. When we say horse, it's a Shetland in my mind.
You just...
I need something, a hook.
You do. You absolutely do. It's like Brad Pitt is always eating something.
Is that
do you know
right?
that? He's always... He's always eating something.
Yes.
Right. He's always eating something.
Or if I'm eating a watermelon.
What if you're eating a caliper?
What if I eat my own leg off? Throw it at the horses.
Now, we're getting somewhere.
Hey, what about your show? Tell us about your show and what can we expect? I've heard the word audience participation bandied around, strikes fear into the hearts of some people.
But you know what you have
Is there a splash zone for this show that you should avoid?
No, she walks among you. Nan will walk among you. But you have to be sensitive to people. And there are some people that you know, and you can tell it in their eyes, that they're there for a good time. They do not want you to go near them.
Can you sense that?
And
I can sense it.
And then there's some people that do like it.
I'm up for this.
And then there's the people in the middle who don't know, and you've got to tease them and realise that, no, you do want to come and do this. Come on. But I have left a bit in the show where there's, that yes, she absolutely, two of the characters do talk to the audience. And also, because it's a live show, inevitably things go wrong. So you end up, and the one thing you can't do is ignore it.
No.
And you can't stop and do it again. You have to push on through. And so, you know, occasionally you do have to, break the fourth wall and talk to the audience. Yep. However, I think in the live scenario, not that you ever want things to go wrong, but the audience are always on your side when it does.
Yes, they definitely
and they always know that that's a completely unique thing for that night.
And it's the same reason people go to the motor racing. You might see an accident. You know what
I mean? You might, absolutely. You might see something that we can never, ever recover from.
I was there that night.
Yeah, I was there that night when her career ended. Yes.
I just wanted to finish off with a couple of other
Jane's
characters.
Jane's a bit of a fan, by the way, if you haven't worked it out. So I've never seen her quite so nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm more overwhelmed that I see you in real life and, like, you're just a real person. but I just wanted to play. Is it weird if I play you one of your sketches, but just a bit of it? Is that weird?
Let's do it. Let's just see what happens.
This is a character I love.
Buckle up, everybody.
If I run away screaming, we'll know it was a bit
Because
weird.
I love the genesis of this. It's Posh Lady, and I can't get enough of this character.
Oh,
can we just
Posh Lady, exactly.
Yes. This is a little sketch that I just wanted to play a bit of.
Thomas, Chloe, I've got something to tell you. You know Daddy left for Paris this morning on business. Daddy hasn't been able to find any good brie this trip.
It's the school picnic tomorrow.
I know, Thomas, I know.
Has he tried Le Bon Marché?
Yes, of course, Chloe. He'll have tried Le Bon Marché first.
I think we have some Wensleydale left over from Ginny's christening.
Oh, Thomas, don't be silly. It's a Parisian picnic. Do you want all the other children to laugh at you?
No.
No, of course you don't.
Look, on that note, I've forgotten that one.
Yeah.
One of my favourites. Such a ridiculous woman, and I love her because I know so many of those women in my life.
I'm guessing you'll be going along to see the show.
I shall be going along to see the show.
I will be doing the same.
And tickets go on sale on Friday, and you can get all the information, everything you want to know on livenation.com.au.
And this opens up in Perth on the 10th of November and then goes Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane. Great city, Perth.
Yeah,
good place
I've been
to start.
Yeah.
Great. They love live theatre there too.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
really
I did
good.
I did a play at the Perth Festival.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. You're just doing it all, aren't you? Oh, living the dream, Catherine Tate.
Take a chill pill, Tate.
I know, right? Calm down.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on board. Please go on along and see Catherine. Yeah. You'll absolutely love it.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're so funny when you're all nervous. Not nervous,
me.
But you were.
Do you know what I did?
I know you went and listened to a lot of. I know you've studied her, but you did spend a lot of time in production trying to find the right clips, and then you refused to play them for her.
Yeah. Well, because I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed.
Why would you be embarrassed about that?
You know,
she loved it.
Well, I did. I played some for her. I played one. She said, oh, I haven't heard that for a while. I like doing that.
Jane, we've got a tweet from Team Rowler. Says, what's happened to Jane's accent? She's sounding a little British.
Oh, no, I would have morphed into a British accent as well. When I'm.
You do that occasionally.
I do.
You did it with Mira Kustos, I noticed.
What are you talking about?
You went a bit iffy there at one stage. You did. There was someone else who did it with.
Have we had any Chinese guests in? Because I normally do that as well. But
anyway.
No, I did think because I'd watched so much of Catherine Tate today that I thought, oh my God, I'm going to speak with an English accent.
And she was very complimentary to you when she came in too. Huge fan of the castle.
Yeah.
She
came in and grabbed you
and thanked you. What did she say? She said she drops that line in restaurants.
She does when she goes out with her girlfriends and they go, now, what do you call this? Or what do you put on top of the... Or how much did she say? Tell them they're dreaming.
Tell them they're dreaming how much the salad was.
No, that was very flattering. She's unreal.
She is great. Yep. Good fun. When she comes to town, go and see her.
I will.
Top shelf. Changing strategy. I asked her about my acting. That wasn't too much, was it? That wasn't. She had a couple of good ideas. How are we going on the socials?
I think she was shocked that you had a role.
Well, is it this week you've got some filming?
Yes,
to do.
It is. It's 2 days of filming.
But what do you mean? Does that mean you're not going to be here?
I presume not.
What?
Well, what are we going to? What are we going to do?
Film trumps radio. Okay, so if that happens,
this
I'm
is
out.
Your 9 to 5 gig,
Dave.
Mate.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
You've got something.
I'll get it sorted.
Can I just say something?
No,
if I could make the leaping off point to film, I would drop you all.
Well, I bet you would
that
too.
Quickly.
We have no doubt.
I would scrub you. I would scrub you from my phone. I would deny.
If you knew how to do that.
Shut up, Dave.
Andrew Peters tweeted through. What about Joe Bielke Peterson in a movie?
Joe Bielke Peterson.
It's not bad.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Don't mind it.
Yeah. Mick's new movie is called Beetroot Head, the Barnaby Joyce story.
Oh, I can play
Mike
a good
Innes.
Barnaby.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Lot for Kenny Callender.
You can play Vicky.
I could play Vicky. Vicky's just got to zip it now, doesn't she?
Is there a poster in that for us?
Could be. So Nerd of Hippocrates tweeted through. He says, Dennis Lilly, Merv Hughes, or maybe Margaret Court? Not bad.
Margaret Court.
I'll dust off the cookie duster. All right.
I like that. All right, let's change.
Let's move on. Yeah. Now, it's a story that broke yesterday, but I can't get it out of my head. And you talk about, they've had a bad run, the FBI.
Oh.
But this guy, this is an off-duty FBI agent, dancing wildly, drunken, I'd presume, at a downtown Denver bar, has accidentally shot a man in the leg while attempting to do a backbend. You know, he's on the dance floor, he's holding court.
He's pretty hot.
Everyone's circled around him.
Yeah.
And there he is.
There's actually audio of it.
Yeah.
And backbend.
Oh.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
I'd really like to see that on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
What if someone just got shot? Now a third act. Bang! Out you go. That would be good. You know what? All I can say is he's lucky he wasn't twerking at the time. He would have strafed the room.
I like the physical effects you're doing in front of me.
That's acting, Jones.
I cannot unsee that, have you know. Yeah.
For a while I thought he was river dancing, but he was just shooting himself in the feet.
Oh, that was very dramatic.
Shot fired, shots fired, man down, Macarena in progress. Calling all units, Macarena in progress. Oh, is it a drive-by or a dance-by?
Who knows?
This is as good as it gets. So.
I love that. Dance floor injuries, there's nothing better, really.
Yeah, well, let's get to that. Do you know, I've just heard this, the NRA defending everyone's Second Amendment right to do the nut push. As we speak, do you consider that to be a dance floor injury?
Getting shot.
Getting shot.
Yes.
We did this once before on the program, and it was great. We had people ringing in from all over the place telling us how they injured themselves, what they were doing.
That's true.
The worm featured a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big problems with the worm.
And we had lots of callers. Let's do that again. Here's a typical caller who called in.
This is Brandon.
We were at a 21st a few years ago now. My wife started doing the nut bush and ended up needing a full knee reconstruction.
Oh, no.
You can't sit out the nut bush.
No, you cannot. Oh, Dane.
Stand
wait.
Together. Jump. Cross
baby.
Legs jump. Up, down, up,
are
down.
We still talking about the nut bush? There it is. The phone's rang off the hook. Why don't we do it again?
All right.
In honour of the FBI agent who shot someone during a very difficult dance
Have
sequence.
Have you had a dance floor injury?
Yeah.
133353 is the number. Dance floor injuries.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Guys, we've got a full board of calls regarding
I'm very impressed with our audience.
Dance floor injuries, it's all dedicated today to the FBI agent who shot someone during a dance floor.
Now, that's a severe dance floor injury, but we've got some pretty big ones here.
All right.
Let's go to the callers. Hello, Troy.
G'day, guys. Yeah, I split my chin doing the worm. Yeah.
Oh, the standard. Worm.
Right across.
Yeah.
But then I jumped in a conga line a couple of years ago, and this lady just poked me fair in the eyeball with a big fake nail.
Oh, oh no.
With a big fake nail.
Poked in the eyeball.
Try to join in.
Yes.
Poked in the eyeball during a conga,
line. Serves you right for going in a conga line.
I'd like to see that on your Medicare claim.
Weepy eye.
Whatever, dear.
You've got a weepy eye, didn't you? Mate.
Do you know what? You'd be dining out that story. You'd be getting around with an eye patch. And everyone going, oh, look at this guy. How did it happen? Was it a knife fight?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
No, I got poked in the
conga line.
That's what we're talking about. Thanks, Troy. Matt.
Hello. How you going?
Dance floor injuries. You know any?
Yeah, mine's a double whammy on the same night. Two of my nephews. We're at a pub in Sawtell, which is up near Coffs Harbour.
Yep.
After a wedding. So another worm injury. Nephew number one decides to do the worm whilst the band's playing and breaks his nose. Nephew number two, about 15 minutes later, is pulling a few kung fu moves whilst he's dancing, and this is a true story. His shoe comes flying off, sails across the entire on the dance floor area. It's the bass guitarist of the place. And the band just said, that's it. Can't play off the band. And that was the end of the band.
Mate, give Matt a prize.
Yeah, Kennedy Malloy prize back for you, Matt. Great story.
Thank you very much.
The bass player in the head and its tools down.
Excellent work. Donna.
Hi.
Dance floor injuries. You? Someone you know?
My daughter was away in the city for the weekend at a work conference. Went to a nightclub with her work colleagues, including her boss. Went down in a screaming heap on the dance floor. Her boss bundled her up and got her to the nearest hospital. Her knee had actually dislocated and popped back in again.
Okay.
But after waiting for hours and hours for x-ray, they finally took her out, only for her to refuse treatment and want to go back out again because she didn't want to miss the next day of the conference.
Oh, because she was having too much fun.
Yes.
Donna, she is a trooper. Well done. Great story. Thank you.
She's got a caliper now, but she's fine.
Dave, how are you doing?
Hey, guys. How are we going?
Good, Dave.
Moonwalking down the main street, a local shopping centre.
Yes.
Tripped over a crack in the concrete.
Yeah.
Flipped my head open on one of the shop front windows.
Why are you moonwalking down the street?
Well, I was showing a mate that I could do it, Mick, you know, just showing off a little bit.
She goes straight into a shop window.
Yes, I did. Cracked my head open in the shop window.
Mate.
You're an idiot.
Well,
Dave.
That's a outdoor dancing injury.
I like a moonwalking injury, though. That'd be a good way to enter emergency, wouldn't it? At the end of the night.
It would be.
Incoming. Well done, Dave.
Got another Dave on the line. G'day, Dave. How are you?
G'day, Jane. Mickey, how are we?
Good. What happened?
I've got a double whammy.
Yeah.
So my 21st birthday, I slipped a disc during the worm.
The worm?
This is dangerous.
Yes. But it's a killer. And then 9 years later, you think, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, can't get fooled again. I did it at my 30th as well.
Mate. All right, mate, you got to grow up.
I've had a 40th, no worm.
Oh, no worm.
That's the rules.
I was going to say, when's your 40th?
My 40th's been, no worm, I'm safe.
It's a worm-free zone. That's how it goes. The worm anyway. Should be, there should be one of those work care ads for the worm. be careful, the black and white footage.
Let's take it out with Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Good. Tell us about one of your dance injuries.
Right. This is a story of when I glassed myself.
Oh, my God.
Having a dance on the back patio with a wine in hand.
Yeah.
Yes. Got my foot caught in my pants, then tripped over my dog bowl and bone. And fell face first on the glass and smashed it all in my face.
Rachel!
Who needs to go out? You've done the whole thing.
I don't need to go out.
You've condensed an entire night's action into one movement on your back patio. We have a winner.
Yeah. We better have a prize for Rachel.
You bet. Kennedy Malloy prize back
Thank you, Rachel.
As well, Rachel.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Next time you're on the balcony, can you put on like a bicycle helmet or something, Rachel, please?
And get the plastic cup instead of the glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done, all. And the phone lines are blowing up.
We'll have to revisit this subject matter, I think.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy. Well, thanks to Carlton Dry, they're letting the game decide who wins prizes this State of Origin.
Well done, Carlton Dry.
Thank you.
One of the world's great beers, a behemoth in the beer community. Ask anyone who knows.
Well, I know a lot. I know heaps.
You do know your way around.
I do know my way around.
You're passing to a Carlton Dry.
Oh, of course. I love a Carlton Dry.
I love to knock the top off a Carlton Dry and just whack it down. That's the way I roll.
Well, it's a good time to do it because, of course, tomorrow night's
it's a big
game.
Yeah, and they're all over this Carlton Dry, the official beer.
And there's still time for you to buy a specially marked.
How do you do it?
We get a 24-pack of
What's
Carlton
the code?
Dry. Well, I don't know what the code is because it's on the back.
Well, how can we injure if we don't know what the code is?
No, listen. Yeah. No, seriously. Are you having a go?
No.
Even lend to me.
I just want to know what the code is.
Do you know that you go to the letthegamedecide.com on your pack that you've bought from the shop, there is on the side, it's a code.
Right.
And you...
Okay.
And you scan that or you put that in, okay?
What's the code?
You are an idiot.
What is the code?
No, really.
It's
I really
a simple question,
No,
Jade.
You're exhausting.
You're sounding a bit silly now. You're letting yourself down here.
You're in the draw, if you do that, to win heaps of prizes, including three Holden Colorados.
Three Holden Colorados. We can have one each and do some
per game, work. Sorry.
Per
so
game.
This is the first one because it's Origin 1.
I told
one.
You what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the three. I'm going to fill them up, the tray up with ice
idea.
And then just put Carlton Dry
if you win
in
one
them.
With your code.
What's the code?
Oh, my God.
You can also win free pizza, Ticketmaster vouchers, movie vouchers. It's all happening.
You need to tell us the code.
Get in
you don't
there.
Know the code until you buy a 24-pack. Okay. It's not that hard.
Honestly.
I'm getting the look now.
You are. You got
man,
the look.
You're exhausted.
Mick Coyne, when we come back,
yes,
get involved.
1-3-3-5-3. We'll take your calls right after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The world's newest and best currency, Mick Coyne. What are you prepared to pay?
12 coins left,
what?
Mick. That's it.
We are
12.
Very close to the business end of the whole Mick coin.
I'm getting emotional about this.
You're banging it on now, Kennedy. Aren't you happy for this to end?
Oh, no.
It's been a long ride.
It has been a while.
But we are starting to bite down on the point.
It's very exclusive if you get one of these.
It's very exclusive. Let's have a go. Let's start with Leanne. Leanne, goods and services from Mick Coyne.
Hello. Yeah, my ex's tools.
What kind of tools?
He left them in the shed.
Yeah. Oh.
So I don't need them. So.
Really?
Well, any good? What's in there? I doubt I do too, but I'm listening. I'll see. What is there?
There's spades, shovels, axes.
Any electrical tools?
Yeah, some. I don't know what they look like, but there's some that got a cord hanging out of them.
Oh, whippersnipper.
And you're happy to off those?
Oh, God, yeah.
Done, bang. Yeah.
From Bitcoin, yeah.
Sold.
You got it, Leanne.
Thank you. Adam, what do you got, buddy?
Mate, I got the free use of a crane for you, mate.
Oh, a use of a crane?
Company where I've got my own crane and a few other bits and bobs.
And what can we do with it? What can we do?
Well, if you ever buy a spa or something like that, I can pick the spa up and deliver it for free. Anything heavy, I'm sure you
can. Can we get a wrecking ball? Can we get a wrecking ball and bash it into the side of a building?
We can do that if you like.
Triple M.
We could have a spa on the Kennedy Malloy office.
Well, yeah, we could do.
I'm not getting in that spa.
You know what we could do? Get a wrecking ball and go around and knock Dave's house down.
How dare you?
I love my house.
You come home and all of a sudden the house is rubble.
No sale.
Because I've knocked it down with a crane. Dave, I want the crane.
He wants the crane.
No. For your boys to look at.
Well done, Adam. They'll knock something down.
Hey, have we got Sean on the line? Hello, Sean.
Hi, Nick.
How are you going, mate?
Hi, what's going on, mate?
Hi, I'll trade you a $30 Hoyt gift card, a $1,000 note from South Korea, and I'll teach you some Judo throws.
Oh, crikey.
Hey, that sounds like a
show bag full of a lot of stuff. So with the $30 Hoyts, that sounds suspicious, Sean. Is that still valid?
Yes, I got it in April as a Easter raffle.
Easter raffle.
The $30 Hoyts gift card. You and me could probably get a Choc Top each with that.
A $1,000 note from South Korea.
What's that worth in Australian dollars, Sean?
Not sure.
How old are you, Sean?
I'm 10.
You're a little grifter for 10. And what's the judo throw?
It's a martial art.
Okay, well, are we both going to be in judo gear?
Yeah.
Sold. You got a Mick coin, Sean.
Good on you,
thank
matey.
You.
I think we have time for one more call, guys.
Okay, Chris, what do you got, buddy?
A pair of nunchucks for you with your name written on them. Well, not actually yet, but an intensive half-hour session to show you how to use them and then a couple of frothies afterwards with the game.
What about the frothies first? Then the nunchucks. Then I'm going to go around and beat up Sean.
Oh, no, he's 10.
I'm going to take your judo lesson. Cop this, Sean.
Hey, no.
Cop this, Sean. Whack it, whack it, whack it, whack it, whack
it. You don't endorse that at all.
What's wrong with that?
No.
I'll give you the phone once for that.
All right. Sold.
Oh, bang.
Oh, wow. We're done here.
You just done 4 Mick coins.
That's 8.
We're in down the 8. The last 8 Mick coins.
Hey, by the way,
ready to go.
Jump on a Facebook if you've got a Mick coin. You maybe have a photo you can upload for Mick to have a look at Kennedy Malloy. Hey, 8 to go. Almost down. Pointy end. Not many left.
Wow.
I'll just be so sad when this is over.
Yeah, well.
You've got quite the booty.
Do you know what I do? I might release another 100.
No, not necessary.
That devalues the other ones, then.
Yeah. No, keep it exclusive.
We could catch a mole coin.
Keep it exclusive.
It's a mole coin, 1,000.
Hey, tomorrow, it's a very, very important special day.
It's our State of Origin special. Matty Johns, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Gordon Tallis, MG, and more. That's tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is over for another day, it's time to head out and buy a specially marked 24-pack of Carlton Dry. You could win a share in up to $17 million in prizes. T's and C's at letthegamedecide.com.